Good morning.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Process for us to achieve our own level of success. So here we are in our own transformational journey of submission to discover more of who we are to become as women of God. So I truly thank God for her being obedient and sharing this cleanse with us. We're going to get started today by asking if everyone would actually give their prayer request so that we can take all of our requests before God, because taking our requests before God is an important part of this transformational process that we must go through on this cleanse. So all that are actually on the line, I would like you to take a moment, think about what it is that you want from God on this week. And we have a mighty woman of God that will take these supplications before God on this morning and submit them before him, and we will see mighty and great works. So at this time, I'm opening the floor that anyone that is on the line this morning may submit their prayer request at this time.
Thank you, God. I am asking God this week to keep me focused and to keep my intentions clear. So clarity of mind and clarity of thought. I'm asking God for a breakthrough in presentations that I've been doing. I'd like them to be finalized on this week.
Okay. Okay, I have for you that you want to keep focus, you want an intentionally clear mind and thoughts. You're asking God also for a breakthrough on this week and to finalize any business transactions you may have pending at this time. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, is there anyone else that would like to put in their prayer request on this week? Well, I am standing this week to ask God to increase my dedication, commitment, understanding, devotion, and focus, as well as removal of all doubt that God is summoning me to accept the call. I am standing in that on this week. I do have a visitor on the line this morning, and
we
I am going
more.
To.
We have one more.
I am at this time going to allow my visitor to speak and give me her prayer request on this week. What she's asking God for.
Just focus on what he. What in my spirit to do? To keep my eyes on him, to listen to his voice.
Okay. I have focus on the things of God and to listen to his voice. And can you repeat that last request for me?
Listen to his voice and to not lose direction.
Okay, not lose direction. Okay. The next request, if there is anyone else on the line that would like to give their prayer request at this time, you may do so.
Yes, this is Woman Sue discovered who she is. This week I am asking God for clarity on what he wants me to move forward on what he would have me to do. He'll give me instructions and directions regarding that. That he'll continue to show me how to handle a particular situation that I'm going through. and also for focus, commitment, and continue to show me things that I need to work on.
Okay, I have clarity. What is his will for you and how to obtain that? I also have for you instructions, focus, commitment, and insight. Is that complete on your request for this week?
That's fine, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, glad to have you this morning. Is there anyone else at this time that would like to render their prayer request at this time? Well, ladies, I do have a visitor that is visiting with me, and as I mentioned earlier, that it is my aunt, Minister Donnie Murphy, who is sitting on the line from New York. She is actually here with me on the call this morning, and I thank God for her presence. I thank God for her insight, and I thank God for her wisdom of who he is and what he is to her in her life. I have asked her today if she would actually lead us into our prayer on this morning, and she actually agreed to do that. So if you ladies don't mind, and if there's not anyone else on the line that would like to submit their prayer at this time, we're going to have her lead us into prayer as God led her this morning. Is all minds clear as to their prayer request on this morning?
Amen.
Okay, well, we're going to have Minister Donnie come at this time and lead us into prayer, into us, into God's gates. And we are going to enter in his gates with thanksgiving on this morning. So I praise God for us going into his throne of grace this morning.
Oh, Lord, Father God, we just thank you. This is the day you have made, and let's be glad in it. And, Lord, Father God, we're going to rejoice in the things of you on today, Lord. Oh, Lord, Father God, we just thank you for waking up this morning, Lord, Father God, in our right mind, Lord, Father God. You didn't have to do it, but you did it, Lord, Father God, and we thank you for it, Lord, Father God. We thank you for our help and strength, Lord, Father God. We thank you for providing, Lord, Father God, when we didn't know what we were going to have or where we were going to get it, Lord, Father God, but you're all-knowing, God, Lord. You know all things, Lord, Father God. You say cast every care upon you that you really care, Lord, Father God, and we thank you, Lord, Father God. We thank you for your love, for loving us, Lord, Father God. We thank you for just hovering us, Lord, Father God. We just thank you. And, Lord, Father God, we're going to pray from Matthew 7 and 7.
Ask, Kenneth.
And he said, ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and it shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. And we thank you right now, Lord, Father God. We thank you for seeking you on today, Lord. You say, seek your face, Lord, Father God, and turn from our wicked ways, and you shall hear from you. We shall hear from heaven, Lord, Father God. And we thank you right now, Lord, Father God. We thank you that we don't even lose focus, Lord, Father God, what you're saying in our life and what you're doing in our life, Lord, Father God. We thank you in advance, Lord, Father God, for the answer, Lord, Father God. When we are weary, Lord, Father God, and we don't know what to say or what to do, Lord, Father God, we just yield to you, Lord, Father God. We just bow down to you, Lord, Father God. We just praise your name because you are so worthy, Lord, Father God. And you're going to give us the answer in due season, Lord, Father God, in your timing. And your timing is right, Lord, Father God, and not our timing, Lord, Father God. Sometimes we want it right now, Lord, Father God, but you're having us to wait. Wait on the Lord and be able to perish, Lord, Father God. We're waiting on you, Lord, Father God. We're waiting for your answer, Lord, Father God. We're waiting for your guidance, Lord, Father God. We're waiting for your directions, Lord, Father God. But we're not going to get weary of well-doing, Lord Father God. We just thank you right now, Lord Father God, because you're the God that knows all things. You're sitting high and looking low. Your ears are open to our cries, Lord Father God. Even when we are asleep at night and we think that you don't hear us, Lord Father God, how you camp around us, Lord Father God, and protect us, Lord, and shield us, Lord, and our families, Lord Father God. We thank you for that, Lord Father God. And, Lord Father God, we thank you for deliverance from men, Lord, because you know, Lord Father God, what's going on in this world, Lord Father God. You said we fight not against flesh and blood, but these are spirits that's entertaining us, trying to get us loose focus, Lord Father God. We thank you, Lord Father God, for increasing our dedication, our commitment, our understanding, our devotion, and focus on you, Lord Father God. Let us spend more time with you, Lord Father God, so we can get direction, so we won't lose focus, Lord Father God. There's so many things out there is distracting us, Lord Father God. There's so many spirits out there trying to entertain us, Lord Father God, to try to keep us off focus, Lord. But, Lord Father God, we're seeking you today, Lord Father God. We're seeking you, Lord Father God, to increase our dedication. We're seeking you for commitment, increase our commitment, our understanding, our devotion, our focus. Remove all doubts, Lord Father God. And in summing, need to accept the call. And Lord Father God, let us accept the call. We all are chosen to do the things that you want us to do, Lord Father God. But we all have a calling. But we got to seek your face and answer that calling and find out what it is, Lord Father God. Sometimes we turn on the right, wrong way and saying you want us to do this, you want us to do that, and you saying no. You're losing focus. And, Lord Father, let us keep focus on you, Lord, to think clear our mind and our thoughts, Lord Father God. To say the word more, Lord Father God, to draw nigh to you, Lord, to listen to what you have to say, the breakthrough, Lord Father God. Give us a breakthrough, Lord Father God. Let us just keep seeking you, Lord, until we get that breakthrough, Lord. We know you hear us, Lord. And we cast all doubt aside, Lord Father God. But you say we are not double-minded. You say a double-minded man is unstable in his ways. Just stable us, Lord Father God, so we won't lose focus, Lord Father God. Lord Father God, to find the business, Lord Father God, you have something prepared for us, Lord Father God, the business mind, the business person. Lord Father God, you put ideas in our spirits, in our minds, and it's not us doing it, Lord Father God. But we have to know what spirit that we entertain in, Lord Father God, to hear your voice clearly, to say, God has put this in my heart to do, in my spirit, and I must do it. But seek him first. Seek him to make sure he is guiding you. He's telling you what he wants you to do. And Lord Father God, give us clarity, what you're saying, what way to go, how to act, what to say, what not to say. What his will attain for our life, the instruction, the boldness, the commitment, the insight. Give us insight, Lord Father God. So we keep going forth. Give us insight, Lord Father God. So we can just go and do the things of you, Lord Father God. You said the labors of you. But the harvest is great out there, Lord. So whatever business that you put in our hearts to do, don't let us lose focus, Lord. It might be a little thing to somebody else, but it's a big thing to you. So, Lord, we thank you right now. We honor you. We give you the honor and glory because all of this is going to come to pass because we're going to stand on your word today, Lord, Father God. We're not going to lose heart. And we're not going to faint, Lord, Father God. And we're not going to doubt. We want to trust and lean on you and not our own understanding. All our way we're going to acknowledge you, Lord, so you can direct our path. In Jesus' name we thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. God, we thank you, God. We thank you, God. Oh, God, we thank you on this morning. Let's just take a moment and just bask in the glory of God. Just bask in his presence on this morning. Oh, God, we thank you this morning. We thank you, God. Oh, God, we thank you for your grace and your mercy, God, for your grace and mercy is sufficient, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Yes, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for hearing our prayers and our supplications, God. Oh, God, we thank and praise you for it in advance, God. We thank you, God. Even though we can't see it right now, God, we thank you for it on this morning, God. Oh, God, we thank you and we praise you. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. We're giving you all honor and glory, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
Oh, God, thank you. We thank you. We thank you, God. God, we thank you and we give glory to you, God. For you are truly, truly worthy of all the praise. God, because you said when your praises go up, God, your blessings come down, God. Oh, God, and we ask that you bless us with each and every supplication that we submitted before you on today, God. Oh, God, we thank you for it right now, God.
Yes.
And we praise you for it right now, God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Amen, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, God. Thank you, God.
Yes.
Thank you, God. God, we thank you. Yes, God.
Yes.
Yes, God, we thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. God, we thank you. Now, God, because we are still before you, God, God, the things that we prayed today, God, our prayers and supplications, God, now we want to seal it with the declaring and decreeing it before you, God. We want to seal it, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Oh, God, we declare these things before you, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. Thank you. We thank you. Thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God, we thank you.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, we're so worthy.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
God, we thank you this morning, oh God. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endured forever. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we come before you, God, continue to rejoice in you, O God. We joy in you. We rejoice in you. We bless you. We praise you. We honor you, God. We give you glory this morning, O God. We don't take it from you, God, but we give it to you, God. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, God, for last night's lying down. God, Lord, we thank you, God, that you protected us, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, you didn't allow the death angel to come and snatch our lives, O God. But we woke up this morning, O God. Oh, God, you touched us, God. The blood yet running in our veins, O God. Lord, the activities of our limbs, O God. Lord, we had, O God, the mind to praise you this morning, O God, and come together over this prayer call on this morning, God, to encourage each and every one, God. Lord, to come together collectively, O God, even though we are individual, God, but we are one in you. And we want to tell you thank you this morning, God. We thank you, God. Lord, for even our families right now, God. Perhaps some are sick, God. Perhaps some are going through, God. Perhaps some are not saved, oh God. Perhaps some are not under the blood, oh God. But we bind up that devil right now, God,
Lord of discouragement, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for our loved ones, God. We pray, God, Lord, that they shall be saved, that they will be healed, that they will be delivered. And, God, Lord, certainly they will be set free, oh, God. Lord, because we know, God, that time is winding up. But we, oh, God, Lord, come standing in the gap today, God, for our loved ones, God, for each and every one of us, for those that are listening, oh, God, over the airwaves, oh, God, whatever the problem is, oh, God. Lord, we pray today that they might know that you are a problem solver. God, Lord, you know everything, God, from the end, from the beginning, oh, God, Lord, even in the middle, oh, God, even now, God, whatever, oh, God, the situation, their problems might be, oh, God, it might be health, oh, God, they might need strength, oh, God, Lord, for the journey, oh, God, Lord, God, whatever the problem, depression, oh, God, Lord, whatever situation that they might face, it might be financial, oh, God, but there's nothing too hard for you, oh, God. Some need to be encouraged even today, even now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Insecurity have set in, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, but they can be secure in you, oh, God, if they put on the full armor of God, if they, oh, God, let their faith fail not, God. Lord, God, whatever the problem is, oh, God, there's nothing too hard for you that you cannot solve. And so we want to tell you thank you. Thank you, oh, God, for everything, oh, God. Thank you for the good. Thank you for the bad. Thank you, God, for each and everything that has come our way, oh, God. For we know, God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We know we can stand and decree and declare that we are the head and not the tail. We decree and declare, oh, God, a thing today, oh, God, that we are blessed coming in and going out. We are blessed people when we rise up, when we sit down, God, wherever we might go, oh, God, on today. We are blessed, 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 and we cannot be cursed. Oh, God, Lord, we thank you. We praise you, God. We bless your name, oh, God. We adore you. We extol thee, oh, God. We pray, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, for our young people on today, for our teenagers, God, for our babies, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Even those that, oh, God, are on the way to school on today, oh, God, those that are in college, oh, God, we pray, God, that you will even touch their finances today, oh, God. Whatever they need, God, there's no lack today, oh, God. Lord, because we believe it and trust it in you, oh, God, we pray, God, even for anointed teachers today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that will stand before our young people, God, that will teach them, oh, God, that they will train them, oh, God, in the way that they should go, oh, God. Lord, even in, oh, God, this wicked, wicked world in which we are living in, oh, God. We pray, oh, God, even, oh, God, the transportation that they take to go to where they need to get, oh, God. Lord, that you will anoint, oh, God, even the bus drivers, God, those that drive, oh, God, that there will be no incident, no accident, God. We bind up even mechanical failure on the way, oh, God, to their destiny and their purpose, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, oh, God, for every job on today, oh, God, that our sisters might go to, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, in every executive officer, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that, Lord God, that they will be anointed, God, that, oh, God, my sisters might find favor with those that they meet and talk to, oh, God, around the cooler, God, around the office, God, that they will make a difference, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, that you will give them clarity of speech, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, whatever job that they serve on today, oh, God, that people will see that there's something different about them, that the anointing is on their lives, that you will give them what to say, what to refrain from saying, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that you will give them wisdom, God, more knowledge, God, more understanding, oh, God, of their purpose, where they have been placed on today, oh, God, that they will find favor with everyone that they meet on the way, oh, God, And then, oh God, Lord, we pray today, God, collectively, God, that souls might be saved, that souls might be healed, that souls might be delivered just because of us, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, put the correct words in our mouths, oh God. Change our attitude, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, our dispositions, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Lord, that we will be women of purpose, oh God, of a plan that you have for us, and women of destiny, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, yes, we're going to be tried. Yes, we're going to go through the fire. Yes, we're going to go through the storm. But God, you promised to bring us out, God. And you're going to bring us out. You're going to bring us out better than what we went in and what we are perhaps in now and going through, oh God. Lord God, we pray collectively, oh God. We pray individually, oh God. We pray, oh God, Lord, that you will hear our cry, oh God, and attend unto our prayer. For when our hearts are overwhelmed, God, you promise that you will lead us to the rock that is higher than us. Oh God, we thank you for that rock. The rock, oh God, is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you, Jesus. We thank you for the blood that you shed on Golgotha's hill for our sins, for our iniquities, oh God. We pray, God, that you might forgive us of our sins, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Search our hearts today, oh God. If there's anything that's not like thee, we ask that you will remove it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. For the Bible says, create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Oh, God, our spirit wants to be right. Our hearts want to be right. We want to be right, and we want to be ready, God, because we know that you're coming back for a church, for a people that, oh, God, have been washed in the blood of the Lamb, and for that we want to tell you thank you. Oh, God, help us to be focused on today, oh, God. Help us to be focused on, oh, God, your purpose and your plan that you have for us. We thank you for each and every one that's on this prayer call on today. We pray, oh God, that they might be better. Oh God, better women of God. Hallelujah to your name, oh God, that you will give them better, oh God, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for the purpose that you raise them up for on this call on today. Make them better, oh God. Help them not to be bitter, oh God, but make them better. And we thank you for it right now, God. We bless your name, oh God. We glorify you, God. We thank you, oh God, for the elevation on today, oh God. Those that you are elevating, oh God, those that you've called to preach your word, encourage them today, oh God. Encourage my sister, oh God, to go forth, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, she said on last week, God, that you called her to the ministry, and we thank you for it, oh God. Anoint her fresh, oh God. Give her a fresh word, a due word, a good word, oh God, a holy word. Put it in her belly, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that she, oh God, would be on fire for you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And it'll be like fire, Jeremiah says, shut up in our bones, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for each and every one. We bless your name right now, God. We glorify you, God. We magnify you, oh God. If we had 1,000 tongues, God, we could not praise you enough. If we had 1,000 tongues, we could not bless you enough. If we had 1,000 tongues, God, Lord, we could not give you the glory enough because you're God. And for that, we want to tell you thank you. Now, God, have your way. Oh, God, have your way. This is your day, oh, God. And we're glad in it. We praise you for it. And we glorify you for it. And we lift you up for it. And we thank you, sir. And we will not, oh, God, leave this prayer without giving you all of the thanks, all of the honor, and all of the glory belong to you. And it is in Jesus' name that we pray. And it is so and it is done. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, sir.
Thank amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, God, we thank you.
Thank
God.
You. Thank you, Lord.
God, we thank you for your intercessors, God.
Yes, yes, God.
Thank you, God. Oh, God, we thank you for your intercessors.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir.
have, God. Oh, God, yes, God. We thank you for it, God. We thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Thank you.
The prayers that are going forth on this morning, God.
Thank you.
God, you know, we need what we need it and how we need it, God. Not our will, God, but thy will be done, God. Oh, God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Thank you for that intercession we prayed, for the intercession we prayed on this morning. We thank you so much for it, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. God, for your word, Matthew 7:7 said, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. God, we thank you, God.
Thank you.
We thank you, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for that scripture on this morning, God. We thank you, God, for how that is going to lead us now, God, to declare and decree these things for you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you and we praise you, God, for our prayers and supplications, God. Now, at this time, God, we will declare and decree these things before you, God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, God.
We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God.
Yes.
Thank you, God. I declare and decree on today, God. Total deliverance from man, God. In the name of Jesus, God. God, I declare and decree on this day, God. Increased dedication, commitment, understanding, God. Devotion and focus, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I declare these things before your throne in the name of Jesus, do I declare them. Oh, God, I declare and decree before you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, to remove all doubt that you have called me and summoned me, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Stand on your word, God, and do your will, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I declare and decree it before you this morning, God. Oh, God, in the things that I declare and decree before you on this morning, God, it is so, God, by your name, God, in the name of Jesus. It is so, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you and we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, God. We thank you, God.
Thank you, God. I declare and decree that I'll be focused, that I'll be committed in the name of Jesus. I declare and decree that God will move when God says move in the name of Jesus, that he'll give me clarity. And he'll give me instruction, direction, how to go about doing what I need to do in the mighty name of Jesus, God. That he'll continue to keep me on the right path and that I will move in his will and his timing. I declare and decree in Jesus' name, it is so.
And it is so. It is so.
Yes,
God. Yes, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God.
I decree and declare that I will have focus on this week and a clear mind. I will walk with him, and he will be my mouthpiece. I declare and decree that contracts will flow and clients will sign in Jesus' name, and it is so.
It is so.
I declare and I decree that I won't lose focus, that I'll keep my eyes on him and listen to his voice. I declare everything that he's doing in my life today, Lord, I surrender to him. And Lord Father God, just keep my mind steadfast on you. Oh Lord, it's so easy to get distracted, but Lord Father God, let me stay focused in you. Let me hear you. Know it's you, Lord Father God. I declare right now, Lord, I surrender all of this to you in the name of Jesus. I surrender to you, Lord Father God. Yes, Lord. Thank you right now. I'm thank you for it in advance. Right now. I'm thank you for it in advance, Lord Father God. I might not see it, I might not hear it, but Lord, I'm thank you because you said it, Lord. I'm thank you for it there. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
So.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, sir. Yes, Lord. I decree and declare today that I am blessed with good health, with good family, good friends, and I decree and declare that my life will be long and prosperous in the name of Jesus, and that I'm victorious over the things that will try to overcome me and overtake me. And I decree and declare that every generational curse is broken right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name, and it is so.
And it is so.
It is so.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Yes.
Thank you.
We thank God right now in advance for those declarations on today. Because, again, I want to reiterate, he says that if in Matthew 7 and 7, that if we ask, shall be given to you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. We have seek God on this morning. We have knocked on his door this morning. And he said, if we do these things, that it shall be opened unto us. And we thank God for the word of God, Matthew 7 and 7. Let's just meditate on that on this week, asking him, seeking him, and knocking at his door, because he is right ready to hear what we have to say to him on this week. We just thank him for his presence. We thank him for just being in the midst on today. We just thank him for just having his way, for him interceding on our behalf on today, because we know not what we need, but he knows best what we need on this week. And I thank God for that on this morning. Now, I want anyone that feels like they have anything that they want to contribute to this show on this morning to take this time and do so, because I am sure that God is dealing with each and every one of us in our own different way, and we celebrate each other, we pray for each other, we love each other, we thank God for the sisterhood that he has built amongst us. And when you cry, we cry. When you share, we share. And we just be elated about the things that God is doing in each other's lives. So I want each and every one of us to just think about something that you may want to share with each other that God has done for you. At this moment, you can take this opportunity and actually do so. Well, I hope everyone had a wonderful week last week. I know that they might be good to me on last week. So I'm sure that there's something someone may want to say on the line this morning.
Well, this is concerned woman of God. And I would just like to thank and praise God for each and every woman that the Lord allowed to wake up this morning to come together collectively and to thank and praise God because there's power when we come together and pray and praise and worship and decree and declare. And I believe that God has a purpose and a plan for each and every one of our lives just because he woke us up this morning and we came together. And God has a work for each and every one of us to do. And my prayer is that we be led by God, that we be open to God, let our faith lead us today, and that God will direct us in what to do and what not to do, and be sensitive to the Holy Spirit's moving in our lives. God has something great in store for us, not only today, but the rest of this week. On last week, I was I traveled and was in a funeral, buried a loved one. But in all of that, there was a divine connection with people that I had not seen for many years. And I felt that God is doing something great out of the things that I had come through and come out of with these people that I had met. They are in the past, but yet God brought them to the present. And so I'm in a different place now, a different mindset. God has given me more love and compassion. I thank and praise God for that, because many years ago, the place that I was at, I was very angry, I was very bitter, I was very hurt. And there's nothing like church hurt when we go through hurt. When you've been hurt by church people, I want you to know it's not a good thing. But to God be all of the glory. God has a way of helping us, mending us, those broken pieces that we of our lives, and we have grown in the Lord, and we have I just reached out and I embraced them, I hugged them, I kissed them, and that was the love of the Lord, because the Bible declares that we are to love our enemies. And so to God be all of the glory. I want you ladies to know that God has done a new thing in my life. And if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I would not have been able to do it. But I loved the way the Bible says love. And I know that the love is genuine. I was able to take to minister to them. And God just took me to another level in him and another dimension in him, that love, that's love unconditionally. And he wants us to love and to forgive 7 times 70. And so that all day long, every day, whatever and wherever. And so I want you to know that I came through that victoriously. And I could not have done it if it had not been for the Lord. So I'm excited. I thank and praise God. I glorify him. I thank him for everything that he's doing, everything that he's done, and everything that he's going to do. So I want to encourage you, each and every one of you that are listening, don't hold anything in your heart. Drop it, starting from today, so that God will continue to bless you. And that God will continue to use you for his honor and for his glory. I don't care what has been said about you. I don't care what it looks like, what it smells like, what it dressed like. Forget it. Drop it. Don't continue carrying it around if you want to be blessed by God. That's what I did, and God brought me over. And as a result of that, and the forgiving and showing love, I received about 3 invitations to come back and to preach. I thank and praise God. So I don't know, I might be traveling a little bit this summer. We have to see what God is going to do. But let God use you. Let God use you for his honor and for his glory. If there's anything in your heart, drop it. Forget about it and keep on moving. And that is my prayer. And that is my declaration for today.
All right. Thank you so much for sharing that. I'm reminded on yesterday in church, my daughter's godmother actually had similar testimony as to how she had to also forgive someone who hurt her dearly.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the story behind it, and I know that she was actually truly hurt. And to hear her say that she actually forgave the young lady yesterday was truly, truly a breaking moment and point in her life. And I know that God is actually dealing with her in a mighty way. And for her to take that leap was a big leap for her. So I thank God for just placing in our spirits to just let it go. Because
mm-hmm.
we don't realize that we may be holding them up as well as ourselves up for God to do greater in our lives. The bitterness and the hurt, and I'm reminded of about a couple of weeks ago,
how I really went before the Lord, and I had to really spill out before him some things and people whom I had to forgive for things that happened to me in my childhood, things of how I might have felt that my mom and my dad may not have been there through certain situations, just all types of things just begin to come out. And even past relationships that I had with men that I was involved in, you know, just really getting down and dirty and honest with the Lord about things that I had been harboring in my heart and unforgiveness and things. And, you know, when we hold these things in our hearts, it brings about sickness. And, you know, so like you said on today, let's just focus on letting it go.
Yeah.
It's in the past. Let's just let it go and move forward, press forward towards the mark of a higher calling, which is in Christ Jesus. So I thank you for sharing that on today.
Mm-hmm.
Forgiveness. And that may be something that we also want to look at on this week. Is there anyone, something that we may feel like we have already forgiven, but God is saying you're still holding on to it? Let it go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I truly thank you for that. Is
Amen.
There anyone else at this time that would like to share something that God has done for them? That they want to share with the sisterhood on the phone or on today? Well, I know I have my aunt that is visiting with me. At this time, I'm going to ask her if she has anything that she would like to share, any wisdom that she would like to pour into us ladies on today, as the mother has already done on this morning, that I'm just basking on right now, you know, that forgiveness. And I'm going to address it in just in case there's anything that is still left in me that, or someone that is still left there that I'm still allowing that unforgiveness to control a portion of my life. So thank God for that. I truly thank God for on this morning.
Yes, thank God for that word today. I thank God for the word for dropping. And the way you said it, drop it.
Mm-hmm.
That's true, but we have a tendency of harboring stuff, not knowing until the Holy Spirit brings it to our attention. And I thank God for that. But we walk through life thinking it's all right. We're in Christ. We praise him. We worship him. We fellowship him. But still, there's little things in our life that we forget. We really lay before him and saying, Lord, examine me. When you say, create me a clean heart, renew me a right spirit within me, he's saying, let me go into the inner parts, the deeper parts in your spirit, so I could cleanse you. And I thank God for that today. Because a lot of times I say unforgiveness, and I pray and I ask God daily, if I have anybody, anyone, if I hurry, if he put anybody in my mind or bring it to my attention, I will call and I will go to them. A lot of people say that Christians are hard to be obedient, to say, forgive me. But I thank God that he has given that spirit. I can say that when I'm wrong. But the word said, how can you go to God in prayer and you have unforgiveness? He's not going to hear you. So you have to go to him. And he said, love that neighbor as you love yourself. But we have to love ourselves too in order to love. And I thank God because I'm trying to live his word, and he's giving me things piece by piece, how to live, what to say, what not to say. And when he said love, do we love unconditionally like he loves us? And that's a big question. Do we love the way Christ tells us to love? God bless you.
Well, I thank God for your words of wisdom. I truly feel blessed on today how God used older saints to just minister unto us and give them the wisdom, you know. That's where you have our mothers in, first our natural mothers, and then our mothers in the church also to be able to pour back into us the wisdom of God, the experiences that they have gone through, that as we're on this journey in life, that we can take these tips and don't have to make some of the same mistakes that our parents or they have, you know, expressed, you know, through their testimonies. If we just take heed to the things that God allows them to pour into our spirit, it would take us along this journey a lot further. I thank God for you ladies on this morning just sharing those thoughts, and forgiveness is just really ringing in my spirit right now. And I thank God. As I said, I am actually going to go back and research myself and find out if there's anything that I, any stone left unturned that I didn't unturn as far as forgiving. It's like she said, when we go before God, we have to come before him with clean hands and with a pure heart. So I thank God on this morning for just these words of wisdom. And I know that we have some other ladies on the line. If they would like to take the time to say anything, they can actually do so in this moment before we actually wrap things up this morning. Did you ladies want to say anything this morning? Okay, ladies. Well, anyway, I thank you ladies for joining me on the call this morning, and I thank God as far as how the call has gone this way. I noticed that God just kind of had his way in the call on this morning, because it seems like the Lord came in and he interceded this week. And so I would say that I want to leave you ladies with just be prayerful on this week. Looking around every corner, seeing and hearing what God is saying unto you on this week. Kind of fine-tune your hearing to the Spirit of God on this week and be in prayer. He says that we should pray without ceasing. On this week, I want us to focus on praying and trying to stay in the presence of God on this week. I guarantee you if we keep our mind stayed on him that he would keep us in a perfect peace. No matter what storm that we may be facing right now, no matter what challenge we may be going through right now, no matter what issue that we may be going through right now, if we can keep our mind stayed on him, he promised us in his word that he would keep us in a perfect peace. And I thank you again, you ladies, for joining me on today for another successful mind, body, spirit cleanse, spiritual boost on this morning. And it would not be a spiritual boost without each and every one of you being on the call on this morning. I thank God for each and every one of you. I want you all to have a wonderful and blessed week on this week. And I also want to remind all the ones that are actually on the line that have not visited already the Mind, Body, Spirit Cleanse website, I would ask you to please do so by visiting mindbodyspiritcleanse.com, looking at all the information about the spiritual boost on the information on the cleanse, and also even purchasing the book, because the book is very important, a very important tool that you must have to be successful in the cleanse. So I thank each and every one of you that was here with me on today that has made this a success. I thank God for all the wisdom, and actually, with all the wisdom that we got on today, he said that we also need to get some understanding. So I'm thanking God for even giving us understanding of what we actually received here on today, because it was truly a gem that we can add to our jewelry boxes. So I thank each and every one of you again, and I am going to wrap it up with saying that you came into this world nothing lacking, nothing missing, fully equipped to fulfill on God's divine purpose for your life. All things are in perfect order, moving and adjusting to work in your favor for your highest and greatest good. Anything hindering success in your purpose and destiny was created in your mind and has no just cause. Your only job is to continually renew your mind, your thoughts, feelings, and emotions. God has ordained you with all that you need. You are a deliberate creation of God, and I thank you again. And that quote was written by our founder, Lisa Thomas, and I thank you, and I want to leave you all with that on this week. So be deliberate, ladies, and have a good week.
Amen. Amen.
But when